It is time for this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. I'm Chad Moyer. Today we're going to talk a little bit about risk management, especially when it comes to marketing those pigs. Here to tell us about that, Steve Hofer. He is the Allied and Producer Services Director with the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. LRP for hogs. Tell me a little bit about that program.
Yes, Chad. LRP is a program. It's been around a few years. There's producers use it for both cattle and swine. Last year, there were about 23 million pigs traded on LRP in 2023. And really what it is, it's establishing a floor price through insurance. There's multiple different quadrants of weeks that you can choose. And so the difference between your established price and the settled price is what would be a potential payment.
So, Steve, as you look at the numbers and kind of what's available right now, what is the market telling you? What is the market showing for protection?
Okay, and let me just walk you through an example. The December market, three-year high, the last 3 years was $89. The settled CME lean hog futures was around $74. That means there was a $15 spread. That was per hundredweight or $30 per head opportunity. Now, that's assuming a person hit the high. But right now, typically, as we come into May and June, typically these fall futures will rally if this summer futures continues to rally. There's no guarantee of that. Some people think we put in the high. But there is, according to historical data, some pretty good evidence that we will rally in the next 45 days, but no guarantee of that. As a result, for example, this is an example from last year. I had a producer who paid a premium in November and covered, I think it was just right around $80. He never received a premium back, an indemnity back, because the futures market and the cash market rallied. And so he paid in like $9 a head in premium and didn't receive anything back. But then in January, he had coverage on at like $77 for December, January into February. And he ended up getting, the settle price was down in the 60s. And so he ended up net $19 a head premium back above his cost of insurance. Right now, from my calculations, cost of production is somewhere, if you use a $42 isoween pig and $4.50 corn, $350 meal, cost of production is right around $164 to $165, or about $82 a hundredweight. I know this is a lot of information, but I'm just helping producers want to explore their opportunities to manage this significant risk that could exist this winter.
Yeah. If you would like to take a look at this, you know, run your numbers against what LRP is offering, how does a producer go about doing that?
Yeah, first of all, you've got to have a licensed insurance agent to work with. If you're working with a crop insurance agent, some of them may not understand all the dynamics of the program, but you definitely have to work with an insurance, licensed insurance agent. But please, if you've got any questions, get in touch with me. I can help you with the cost of production model. We want to be a value-added organization. That's why I'm here. You can go to our Nebraska Pork Producers website, click on who we are down under that, click on staff, and you can find my contact information.
All right, Steve, thank you so much for, again, kind of walking us through that. Again, that's Steve Hofer. He is the Allied and Producer Services Director with the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Again, some thoughts on LRP in using it in hog marketing and risk management. That concludes this week's Pork Industry Report, brought to you by the Nebraska Pork Producers Association. Responsible people producing sustainable pork. For more information, you can call the home office in Lincoln at 888-627-7675 and check out the website at nepork.org. For the Nebraska Pork Producers Association, I'm Chad Moyer reporting.